Blog Talk Radio. Describe Cole Hansberry?
The first thing that comes to mind is crazy. Crazy, wild, in your face, very raw, uninhibited personality that just is unforgettable. I mean, when he says stuff out his mouth, sometimes you drop your jaw, but at the same time, you gotta love him.
Cole Hansberry is truly one of a kind. He has a sense of humor that is uniquely his. He is extremely creative, and he definitely goes for what he wants.
Cole is the life of the party. A good word for Cole would be mad scientist.
Man, that Cole Hansberry, man, you'd be all day trying to explain his situation. I don't know, really, such a goddamn diva. That's about the only thing I can say about that. But we love him.
Cole, you can stop asking if you could tighten up my beard too, man. I'm not down with the swirl.
Intelligent, thought-provoking, entertaining, and just a tad bit risque. Definitely one of my favorite people to listen to.
Acting, you got singers. Yeah, you do your thing, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the Cole Hansberry Show. And now, here's your host, Cole Hansberry.
Is this thing on? Yeah, this is the first Cole Hansberry Show, y'all. What's going on? We're going to get right into this thing. This morning, thank you for joining me for the relaunch of the Cole Hansberry Show. This is our test show, so we may have a little bumps and we may have a little bruises. We're just trying to work everything out so that when we go live for real next week, we don't have, you know, the issues. So we might not even have any problems. We're going to pray we get it going smoothly. So we're going to get right into it. I want to thank our sponsor for this week, Accenture LLC. We want to thank Rudy Mark Wolf for being our sponsor this week with Accenture, and we'll have some more information on what his business is and how you can contact him if you can use his business. Now, birthdays for this week. On the 24th, we had Takesha Brown. September 27th, we had Harold Bailey. September 28th, we had Mr. Eric Merrill. On September 29th, we had Rick Jackson. And today we have Jude Harris. Give him a round of applause right where you are, right in your office, in your car, wherever you on the way to McDonald's. Let's celebrate these people's birthday here. Now, I'm going to bring on the line our two admins for Gru Social, my social group, which is kind of the foundation for the Cole Hansberry Show. If you want more Cole Hansberry, more of the stuff that Cole Hansberry can't say on his regular timeline, you might want to come and join us in Gru Social. It's a family, it's a party every day, and support there for in times of need. So I have on the line my original admins, Lorenzo Johnson and Denise Mitchell. Lorenzo, Denise.
How y'all doing, Grooves?
Denise? Oh, wait a minute. We don't have Denise on. Denise?
Yes, hello.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah, so,
what's up, Lorenzo?
I wish they could say hi back. What's good?
Other than that.
So listen, I wanted to kind of, we're going to get into some business later on about Groove Social, like dispelling some of the myths about the rules and, you know, answering questions as far as the rules go. But before we get into the heavy stuff, let's go over some of our top questions of the day from the last week. Actually at the end of last week I asked, what do you think about circumcision? Do you think it's cruel and unnecessary pain for a male child? It was one of the top comments that I got on my page was from Karen Hicks, and she said, yes, the foreskin is there for a reason, several actually, like protection and lubrication. Babies can feel and aren't put under, and girls get more infections, so what if he won't remember? Don't make this any less barbaric. What do you think about it? I'll go with you, Lorenzo, first, since you got one.
Man, mostly people get circumcised because of their religion, to be honest. It really goes way back. I mean, and actually, people don't even really know why they're doing it. It was in the Bible.
Right.
In order to inherit the kingdom of men. So you go back to that, man, if you go up under the law, that's basically how that was, man.
Personally, hey, I really, I've been circumcised ever since I can remember. So I don't know the difference.
So somebody actually did bring that up in Groove Social, the Bible quote about circumcision. Do you think that applies to today, Lorenzo?
It's hard to be unprogrammed. You know, for years and years and years, just like we talked about child beating and things of that nature, those things we just came up with. It was a part of what we are. It was given to us.
Right.
So basically, that's what we adapted to.
Right. But do you think when you get ready to stand before the kingdom of God, he going to be like, depart from my way, because your penis is not...
The thing about that is the decision wasn't mine. No, the decision wasn't mine. The decision was my parents. So maybe I had to answer for my son, but I don't have to answer. I don't have to answer for sins that ain't mine. I was born in the sin regardless.
Right. What are your thoughts, Denise?
Well, I always thought it was just cruel. I'm not going to say unnecessary because of how I was raised in Christianity, and do believe that, yes, from Genesis 17, he who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised. So
yeah, it is.
I believe that, but I feel it's cruel sometimes, especially when those men who didn't get it done as a child get it done as an adult. I don't know.
Ouch. If it ain't broke,
My stomach is turning right now, and I don't know. And I won't go as far as to say it was mutilation or anything. I won't do that, but, wow. Yeah, like Lorenzo said, it was done before he, you know, was able to remember it. So if it's done that way, that's cool, but wow.
No.
I've experienced some, and I prefer them.
You prefer them uncircumcised?
Uncircumcised, yeah. I've experienced many and prefer them.
Why do you prefer that?
Because it's a surprise.
What kind of surprise?
Beg your pardon?
What kind of surprise?
Because you got this extra skin there, and that's what you see. Then all of a sudden, as that pulls back, then wow, it's a surprise. So.
Okay, can we get back on topic?
You know,
to the next topic, please.
You know, one of the things that I forgot to say, anytime you come on the Cole Hansberry Show, we want it to be a safe environment. I know I can talk to Janine and Lorenzo about anything, but if at any point the subject gets too much, we have a safe word. And you just say the safe word and we'll move on to the next subject. No questions and, you know, no further questions on that subject. And the safe words are... drum roll. Gina B came up with this wrong hole. I like that one. So if we touch the wrong subject, the safe word is wrong hole, okay?
Wrong hole. Ain't that a good.
Right. We're going to move on to the next question. Over the weekend.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, on my timeline, something came up where they had an incident at Six Flags Park here in the D.C. area where someone had gotten into a fight and stabbed, and they weren't letting anybody in or out. And so presumably these kids were black kids that were doing this, you know, that were responsible for this. And so somebody commented on this post and said that's why they let their kids hang out with white kids. And so that caused me to ask the question, does attaching to white people make things better for minority races, not just for blacks, but you know, so many other races that are trying to assimilate to, I hate to say white culture because I just, well, I just hate to say white culture because I don't think that they have culture. I think that they robbed other cultures and that sort of thing. But I could be wrong. But do you think attaching, you agree that they don't have a culture?
I agree that they do the robbing, and I call them European Americans.
Right. So does attaching to white people make things better for minority races, Denise?
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't agree with that at all. I think that's an ignorant statement. I even believe somebody said it's the way, one of the comments said is showing, you know, the way of instilling self-hatred to the child.
Mm-hmm.
By her wanting her children to hang around white children instead of black.
Yeah, Robert Thompson said that.
Yeah, I thought that was a very profound statement because it really is. I mean, I commented several times on there because it just bothers me that you want to put every black child in a group and say that they're all bad, and then every white child in a group and say that they're all good. So my black child is going to start hanging out with that white child. Or my Hispanic child is going to start hanging out with that white child.
Right.
Yeah, that's an issue with me.
I think the only place that actually works is when you get pulled over. And I've had this actually with me. I mean, I ain't had no tags on my car. I was wrong. I didn't have no license and everything. But this little white girl sitting next to me got me out of that situation. You understand what I'm saying? So
there are benefits.
But just like anything, I got drunk the first time, personally, with white friends. Those were the only people that have a keg party. Those were the only people that had the hash, the everything you wanted. So it was just like, it starts with them. And so, and then you can actually
have
look at culture.
Back in the day. That is
what
no
you say again,
Lorenzo.
What you say?
If you look at what you're saying as far as them stealing, they actually try to mimic us more than what we know. And even if you have foreigners that come into this country and they listen to that mentality, they even build up a racism toward us also. So we can't feed into that crap. That's garbage.
Okay, so right here is where we would normally do our commercials. Because this is the test show, we don't have the commercials ready. But I do want to make some mentions. Once again, I do want to thank our top sponsor this week, which is Censure LLC. That's Rudy Mark Wolf's company. It's technology and business consulting for federal, state, and local government contractors. and a myriad of project-focused businesses. For more information on Centra LLC, you can go to www.centraco.com. It's spelled CINCTURECO.com. Or you can call 866-599-8617. Also, we want to give a shout-out to Jazzreel Technologies, handling all of the technology needs for the Cole Hansberry Show, as far as like with the laptop and making sure that it's running good. That's Lewis Red Kelly's business. You can contact them at jazzreeltechnologies.com. The number is 240-583-0120. Again, the number is 240-583-0120. And Jazzreel is spelled JASRELL, and then Technologies, TECHNOLOGIES.com. We're also giving a shout out to Mark Edmonds, Edmonds Cigar Group. He has a brand new line of cigars, and the feature now is the Edmund. For more information on that, you can go to www.edmondcigargroup.com. That's E-D-M-O-N-D, cigargroup.com. And the number is 704-726-0046. Again, the number is 704-726-0046. If you would like to advertise with the Cole Hansberry Show, please call for package information at area code 202-681-7272 or email groovycentric@gmail.com. Right now we have like some introductory prices. It's very, very cheap to advertise, and once we get into the regular show with like the celebrities and the notable guests, that's going to bring a lot of attention to your businesses. We're a little bit over halfway through the show, and I want to bring in Jehovah. Jehovah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We just want to do the last.
Hey, what's happening?
That's Colleen, and we had Lorenzo with us as well. If you're, we want to get into the last question of the day, and we're going to get some of Jehovah's feedback. We're going to ask him a few questions. We're going to go over the rules, and then we're going to be out of here. So, if your child hit a teacher, would you be upset if the teacher defended themselves hitting the child back? Now I'll go with Jehovah and see what he's going to say.
since I am a teacher, I mean, I guess it goes both ways with me, huh? In this answer, huh?
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Wow.
It got real personal. It got real personal. What's the safe word? Wrong.
But being honest, I couldn't. I mean, you know, especially if my child was in the wrong. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's part of a lot of problems that we face today, even with my students. The first thing a lot of parents come in now is they don't ask the question of what my child did. Is you know, my child said this, my child said that. And you know, that's majority of the problem is parents are not, you know, respecting the adults. And kids are not respecting adults. So at the end of the day, you know, we don't know what really happened. So, you know, until the facts come out, you know, I'm always on the other side, you know, with anything as far as it happens in school, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, you can't really trust students.
Right. So if one of your students hits you, you're just not going to do anything?
Oh, well, see, I teach special ed, so with me being a special ed teacher, you know, I've been trained in restraining classes. So if a kid was to hit me, I can restrain you.
He hears the jumping jacks. That's what you like.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, I've been trained to, you know, to restrain kids. So, you know, in reality, I kind of got a legal way of putting my hands on kids, you know, as long as I follow the protocol.
Right. I know you at work right now and you're trying to be political.
So he just
right
said he just said he gonna choke them out, Cole. That's what he said. I heard. He said he gonna choke the shit out of kid, but
no,
he ain't gonna kill him. All right.
I can't
deal.
Choke him, but I mean it's ways you can grab him and take him to the ground and hold him up and
yeah.
stuff like that. So you know they teach us that.
Right.
Before the eyes pop out the head, let go.
And you count down, huh? You start at 100 and count down.
Right. So, Jehovah, like that. That's very interesting that you are a teacher, and like the posts that you make, I find them so hilarious. I don't think that the women so much do. I'm gonna just give you my position on it. It's like you cannot allow outside influences to rattle you. And I've had this discussion with. Janine and Lorenzo, one thing that I do respect about you is that you have never, like, directly talked about anybody. You're not in inboxes and, you know, starting fights and that sort of thing. It's almost like you're the person that come into the room, fart that silent killer and leave out. And it leaves a lot for discussion. What is behind your brain that just makes you come up with this stuff?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, I don't even know nobody in the group. So, I mean, you know, and for me to rattle cages and for anybody to get rattled by a stranger, that always baffles me.
Right.
To me, it's more of just entertainment. It's just stuff
right.
that, you know, we think about, we see it. You know, we you know, everything that I say, it may not pertain to you, but it's pertaining to somebody you know or a family member
mm-hmm.
or a friend or you done heard
mm-hmm.
about it. So, you know, and that's all I do. I just put stuff out there that, you know, that we talk about, we see, that we hear, and stuff like that, and just throw it out there and, you know, and let's, you know, laugh at it and entertain and, you know, and joke about it. Because at the end of the day, we all need to laugh. We shouldn't be taking
things
seriously.
I was telling my wife. I was
and
telling my wife the other day.
And I think the thing about it is with, you know, and it's, you know, it's every group I'm in, and Cole, you know this from, you know, meeting the previous groups, you know, and before you added me, you know, that was one of the things I asked you, you know, what can I say? Because you know how some of the women thinks that I'm degrading them or talking about them, but in reality, each woman knows someone that fits some of the stuff that I say. So I'm not really.
Well, they know themselves.
Them.
I mean, come on, be real. Let's be real. They may see themselves,
you know,
too.
Right.
Yeah, like the one, like the one who.
Well, who's
still messing with their baby mama?
Well, you know, but that's the thing. Like, you know, if I do say the B word or I say the H word, I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about the B's and the H's. So only
mm-hmm.
those are the ones that getting offended or should get offended. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know, like they say, you don't have to hit the dog anymore to, you know, to make them holler now. You know,
right.
So, you know, and like I say, it's more for me, it's more of an entertainment than anything. And, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, go at anybody or talk about anybody specifically, but I don't even know anybody. So I can't, you know, call somebody in the group that's majority in D.C., Virginia, New Jersey area, you know, something that I don't even know.
Right. Jehovah, I know we're going to have to get you back on and talk more because we're running short on time, and I appreciate you calling in today and everything. I do want to pluck your brain just a little bit more, maybe in a future show. We're going to move on. I thank you so much for calling in to the Cole Hansberry Show. I appreciate you, sir.
Oh, no problem.
I appreciate
anytime.
It, too. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. You know, I'm always free this time. I'm on lunch, so, you know, all the kids out the room. So, you know, you can ask me anything and everything, so, you know, or whatnot. So it's all good. And,
all right,
you know,
man.
I just look forward
don't
to
be choking no kids,
come on.
Man. Just don't be choking no kids, man. That's all. That's
nah,
all
I can't choke
them.
I love my job, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, thanks so much. We go keep it moving. Thanks, Jehovah.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, so
that's a good segue.
Yeah, that's a good segue
into the rules, man.
Right. I want to go ahead on and discuss like just our main rules with Groove Social, which are no nudity, no ads, no invites, and what's the other one? Y'all, help me out. Help me out, because I can't pull my notes up quick enough.
No nudity, no ads. And no drama on the wall.
And no drama. No drama.
If you feeling some way about somebody, inbox that somebody or swallow that feeling. Don't be posting crazy crap on the wall.
Right, and kind of keep your relationship to yourself. Now, you know, the misconception is people think that I don't want to promote their stuff, and that's not true. We have a protocol for that. We do have a business directory where you can post your businesses, and we also have a member event section. But, like, when you need to send me a JPEG image and the description, and we'll put it in there. So, like, no, you cannot just send me, like, I'm having a party at my house on Friday and expect me to put that up. That's not how it goes. It has to be on, you know, a flyer. It needs to be something official. You know, if you have, like, some personal invites, like you just want people to come to your house, you need to do that in your inbox. And the reason we do that is because it can get kind of cliquish when you just, like, come in and you, like, okay, well, Lorenzo and Deneen, meet me at Fridays. Then everybody else is looking like, well, how come I can't come? You know, no, we can't do that. And that's the reason why we say that. And we have... you know, the no nudity, of course, because we wanted this group to be across the board. We wanted something that people could look at work. We did have another group where nudity was allowed before, and that was one of the biggest complaints. They come back. I mean, not that it's our fault that they didn't turn their computer off, but they come back and, you know, somebody's on a nerve is on the on the screen. So that's, we don't want we don't want to do that. And, like, you know, just even the risque stuff, like where, you know, butt cheeks is up, it's just not appropriate. It's just not appropriate for what we do. Now, you can inbox me because
I will delete a post. Quick, fast, in a hurry.
Right. You can inbox me because I do have another venue if you're into that sort of thing. If you're just a freak and you want to explore that. Okay, so...
You have options. You do have options.
Right. So we got about 2 more minutes, and I want to thank our sponsor, Rudy Markwood of Centra LLC. We want to thank Louis Ray Kelly of Jazz Real Technologies for the technical support. Our opening sequence wasn't that hot. I want to thank Madison Blue, Angela Pope, Jewel Howard, Tori Shanks, Mark Ellis, DeJuan Phillips, Marlon Green, and Corey Mason was the announcer. That, we want to just thank all of those folks for participating in the opening sequence. And so until next week, get the biscuits while they're hot and catch a rising star. One more question before we go. Do we have enough time? Yeah, we do. Who is your celebrity crush? Real quick, Deneen.
Serena Williams.
Who is your celebrity crush, Lorenzo?
My wife, Shalonda. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, then she's mine too, then. I changed mine. It's Shalonda Johnson.
Right.
Bye. I forgot to choose your people. It's Shalonda. Yay. Woo!
Okay,
you ain't going to get me today, you
right. So mine is Shaquille O'Neal. We're going to see you next week, y'all.
Yes.
help me